In the French Revolution, the revolutionaries started out with the best of intentions, and before everybody knew it, they were guillotining the opposition. And they were guillotining each other. Before everybody knew it, violence engulfed all of a continent. In effect, what Lincoln said was, "There must be no French Revolution here." It was prescient, and it was visionary, and it was one of Lincoln's finest acts and finest moments. And Grant would carry it out brilliantly at Appomattox during the surrender, where rather than treating Lee like a defeated, dishonored foe, he treated him with great dignity and grace. It was one of the most poignant scenes in our history. Just think about it. The morning that Lee had made this fateful decision that he's going to surrender, at that point, he straightened himself up and he said, "Now I must go meet General Grant, and I would rather die 1,000 deaths than do that."
History has, more often than not, telescoped and simplified what happened, said that Lee was vain and quixotic in retreat, and then said there was the dignity of Appomattox, the end of war, end of history.
In truth, it's far richer. Let's ask the first question. How would Lee be treated when he went to meet U.S. Grant? He didn't know. What we do know is that Lee, that morning, was actually quite nervous, uncharacteristically so. He was speaking in mumbled half-sentences,